Howdy, regulars. This is Regular Dispatch 122. It's October 20th, 2020. Coming home with the last load, I ride standing on the wagon tongue, behind the tractor in hot exhaust, lank with sweat, my arms strung awkwardly along the hay rack, cruciform. Almost 500 bales we've put up this afternoon, Marshall and I. And of course, I think of another who hung like this on another cross. My hands are torn by baling twine, not nails, and my side is pierced by an ulcer, not a lance. The acid in my throat is only hayseed. Yet exhaustion and the way my body hangs from twisted shoulders suspended on two points of pain in the rising monoxide recall that greater suffering. Well, I change grip and the image fades. It's been an unlucky summer. Heavy rains brought on the grass tremendously, a monster crop, but wet, always wet. Haying was long delayed. Now is our last chance to bring in the winter's feed, and Marshall needs help. We mow, rake, bale, and draw the bales to the barn, these late, half-green, improperly cured bales. Some weigh 150 pounds or more, yet must be lugged by the twine across the field, tossed on the load, and then at the barn unloaded on the conveyor and distributed in the loft. I help. I, the desk servant, word worker, and hold up my end pretty well, too. But God, the close of day, how I fall down then. My hands are sore. They flinch when I light my pipe. I think of those who have done slave labor, less able and less prepared than I. Rose Marie, in the rye fields of Saxony, her father in the camps of Moldavia and the Crimea, all clerks and housekeepers herded to the gaunt fields of torture. Hands too bloodied cannot bear even the touch of air, even the touch of love. I have a friend whose grandmother cut cane with a machete and cut until one day she snicked her hand off and took it and threw it grandly at the sky. Now in September, our New England mountains, under a clear sky for which we're thankful, at last begin to glow. Maples, beeches, birches in their first color. I look beyond our famous hayfields to our famous hills, to the notch where the sunset is beginning. Then in the other direction, eastward, where a full, new-risen moon like a pale medallion hangs in a lavender cloud beyond the barn. My eyes sting with sweat and loveliness. And who is the Christ now? Who if not I? It must be so. My strength is legion, and I stand up high on the wagon tongue in my whole bones to say woe to you. Watch out, you sons of bitches who would drive men and women to the fields where they can only die. This is a poem called Emergency Haying by Hayden Carruth, of which I know extremely little, very little. I think maybe my buddy Gordon turned me on to this. I'm not sure already, in just a matter of a couple of weeks, how I stumbled into this. Hayden Carruth is now deceased, died in 2008. I'll link in the show notes to his Wikipedia entry about him and to this poem and to a clip on YouTube of him reading this poem. It's cool to hear him in his own words. And apparently the Rose Marie here is his wife. And he's mentioning her family, her parents, who are from Eastern Poland, and how they were herded into fields, labor camps, by the advancing Russian Empire. And I suppose here, you know, he's telling a story, and he, as a writer, a desk servant, a word worker, he says, being pulled into the fields to help with an emergency haying, as whoever Marshall is, a neighbor, perhaps, needed help. And after a day of it, he's just completely beat tired and his hands beat down. And he's reflecting on you know, all manner of people who've been herded into torturous labor, not of their own choosing, and anyway, just reflecting on it, watch out, you sons of bitches who would drive men and women to the fields where they can only die. It's really cool. Makes me want to learn more about him. And apparently he was part of a collaborative circle of writers helping each other and critiquing each other and competing with each other and that kind of thing. And that whole dynamic, of course, interests me if you've listened to these so far. Ducked into that a few times, and we'll come back. And it's interesting as context when thinking about the regulars as a group of people and thinking about the difference between communities and networks and all of these various topics. So it's great just as a poem, and you know, thinking through the cruelty of men upon other men. And all of us, the sort of regular code side of things, where I think all of us were fine with working our tails off, putting in a hard piece of work. But being able to choose that is sure different than being coerced to do it. And being able to participate in the fruits of it is certainly different than not. And I don't know, thinking about the Barnow stuff and his intro, I wanted to get into other things about, you know, military might and that kind of thing. Has me thinking in a good way. Hope you enjoyed the poem, and maybe get you looking in his direction. I plan to do some of that. Y'all have a great day. Talk with you tomorrow. Thanks.